Okay.
Radio stations of DoorCountyDailyNews.com. Good morning. I'm Tim Coles, and right now we are joined by the Chief Medical Officer at Door County Medical Center, Dr. Jim Heiss. And, Doctor, yesterday, Door County Medical Center announced that it would be ending its mass vaccination clinics. That's important to note. You will still be able to get vaccinations through the hospital. And what played into the decision to kind of reduce that vaccinations down to just the smaller clinics?
Well, good to be with you, Tim. Yeah, you know, it came down to a situation where we had more vaccine than people signing up, essentially. And also, the big factor that played into that is that Door County in general has done an amazing job of getting themselves vaccinated, because I think overall we're at about 55%, I think, is where we're at as far as first shots in arms, and over 35% fully vaccinated. And of that statistic, people 65 and older, we're well in the 85-ish percent of vaccinated rate. So all those things combined, we just thought it was time to probably back off on the mass clinics, and as you said, just sort of focus more on smaller clinics, kind of reminiscent of what we used to do for, what we will continue to do for influenza vaccination clinics.
Yeah, and also, I don't think it'd be enough said, you have Door County Public Health, you have the local pharmacies, and you have other partners really playing a big role as well in making that we do get those shots in arms.
Yeah, we've really been so lucky here, because public health has done an amazing job with their drive-through clinics. And as you said, you know, Walgreens, CVS. I know my wife herself got her vaccination at Walgreens because it was actually quite easy to get scheduled. So, you know, just goes to show, I work for Door County Medical Center, and my wife a couple weeks back was able to get her first shot quicker there, and that's what she did. And that's kind of what I've been preaching right along, is just get the vaccine where you can get it. It doesn't matter. There's no competition here. Wherever you can get it is a good place to get it.
And when you take a look around at things, obviously Wisconsin doing a great job getting vaccinated, other states playing pickup as well, but you look across the lake to Michigan, where they're seeing almost a third surge going on right there, and it obviously has some people worried despite the availability of vaccines. And what are some things that are sticking out there in Michigan that maybe should be warning signs, or maybe some gentle reminders here in Wisconsin to prevent something like that happening here?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm certainly not privy to the specifics of what's going on there, but you know, my general sense of it is that people there and we here need to be careful about kind of pulling back a little too quickly. You know, we're almost through this, and so we're all, myself included, kind of wanting to stop wearing masks and things like that. But I think, you know, until we hit a reasonable degree of herd immunity, we need to be careful when we're in groups. So, you know, when you go to the store, wear a mask. I mean, it's just a good community-minded thing to do. You know, don't get together in huge, you know, large numbers of people, especially without masks on. So I think that's a lot of what I've been hearing, is that people have just had it. There's a lot of COVID fatigue. And I think that's kind of what's contributing to it. The other thing too is the variants that are out there. I know right now they say that in Wisconsin, the number one variant, the number one COVID that's circulating is the B.1.17 UK variant. That's sort of the main one. And thankfully that's the one that's pretty similar. It's a little more infectious than the what we call the wild type one, the one that we all sort of experienced early on. The variants can certainly play a role as well, because they have a little bit of a different character, and they can perhaps, you know, infect people a little easier. So at the same time that we're getting sick of this and backing off, these variants that are more opportunistic are making themselves known, and those two things don't combine well.
I know Door County had a variant case a week or two ago. Has anything else come from that at all?
No, we haven't heard. You know, what happens is, we'll send off, if we have a case where, you know, someone's vaccinated and they still get sick, or if there's just a weird case, if someone's traveled, certainly if they've been out of the state or out of the country and they end up with a positive COVID, we usually will refer that off to the state, and they will do a genotype of that and actually get the genetic code and see which variant, if any, it is. The thing of it is, which I'm always a little frustrated with, is they don't tell you that, yeah, the sample you sent was from South Africa or whatever. They don't say that. They just come back and they tell public health essentially that, yeah, you had a South African variant in your county, which was the case. It was a South African variant that was found. But I haven't heard of any additional ones since that time. So that's sort of the interesting stuff. Remember, too, when I say that people, you know, if someone gets sick after the vaccine is, you know, still 90-95% effective, but it's still 1 in 20 people, you know, the vaccine won't work for. So no vaccine is perfect. And so it's possible to get sick even after having had the vaccine, but that shouldn't stop people from getting it.
And has there been concerns raised to you at all if they had received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at all?
Not personally, but I do know. I mean, I think in general, you know, what we tell people is, hey, if you're having a, you know, a bad headache or the other symptoms that I can't remember off the top of my head right now, frankly, that if you have those symptoms, you should at least contact your regular doctor and see. You know, I think people are understandably concerned. You know, that they got the vaccine and they're going, oh my gosh, you know, what if I get this? The good news, though, it's a couple of things. One is I'm glad that the company and the CDC has sort of taken a pause and saying, okay, we got to look at this, because that's just smart. I mean, I'd rather they do that than try and cover it up. But the other thing is, remember that this is 6 cases and 6.8 million doses. So it literally is 1 in a million situation. So it's not all that prevalent. So the odds are pretty good that you won't have an issue with it. But nonetheless, it's certainly, you know, I would be concerned myself if I had had it. So can't blame people.
So Door County Public Health, they're distributing the Pfizer vaccine. Door County Medical Center distributing the Moderna vaccine. Could you take us through, as we wrap things up here, what people need to know if they want to get the Moderna vaccine from you?
What they need to do is, certainly we have vaccine available, so go on to dcmedical.org. And you'll see a sign-up sheet there. If you already are on our portal, there's an app that we actually have for our portal that I think a lot of people have. You can go on that app and sign up yourself. You can pick a time and sign up yourself. I think if you go on the main dcmedical.org and search, you'll be able to find it. But either way, you can go online, you can sign up, you know, and anyone 18 or over is eligible to get that vaccine. And I say 18 instead of 16 because the Moderna vaccine is only approved for 18 and above. So the Pfizer is approved for 16 and above. So if you have a 16-year-old or a 17-year-old, by all means, go to public health and you can get the Pfizer or any other place. I think Walgreens, I'm actually not remembering which one Walgreens is doing. I think it's Pfizer, but that's a possibility as well.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Jim Heise, thank you so much for joining us today and giving us an update on the COVID-19 vaccinations here in Door County. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Tim.
You're listening to DoorCountyDailyNews.com.